Canadian teen killed, 22 injured, in terror bombings at two Jerusalem bus stops. By Deborah Brand on November 23, 2022. A 16-year-old Canadian teenager was killed and 22 more were injured in twin explosions at two bus stops near different entrances to Jerusalem on Wednesday morning. Israeli authorities called the atrocities a double terrorist attack. The victim, identified as Aryeh Shekapik, died after being evacuated to a local hospital. He was in Israel studying in a Talmudical seminary. Canada condemned the attacks as abhorrent. Two of the 24 wounded were described in critical condition and two more in serious condition. The first blast occurred close to the main entrance of Jerusalem and shortly after 7 a.m., which is peak commuter hour. The second occurred half an hour later near the Ramat entrance to Jerusalem. Several people were treated for shrapnel after the second explosion. Police believe the explosions were caused by remotely detonated explosive devices left in bags at the bus stops. The explosives were crammed with nails for maximum damage, Israeli media reported. Police Israel Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai said the attack was of the type not seen for many years. The Hamas terror group hailed the attack but stopped short of claiming responsibility. The action conveyed the message to the occupation by saying that our people will stand firm on their land and stick to the path of resistance, Mohammed Hamada, a Hamas spokesperson said in a statement. The coming days will be intense and more difficult for the enemy. The time has come to establish cells that are spread all over Palestine and are ready for a confrontation, he added. Firebrand M.K. Bezalel Smotrich of the Religious Zionism Party called on Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu to form a right-wing government immediately to restore security, saying murderous Arab terror is knocking on our door. Bus stop and bus bombings were common during the Second Intifada from 2000 to 2005, often on a daily basis, but there have been only a handful in the years since. In recent years, Palestinian terrorists have carried out vehicle ramming, shooting and stabbing attacks.